Ran and Ayin Aleph on the base. El Shaddai and Kashali was about 10 lines down. Nine lines down. I still have a question. Lama on the Maber, but Samad the Bishamai, why do we have to explain Bishamai's reasoning in the Dorim? Nami Shinirul Oris Nisrakti Rishus Lahav. So, the Mor says, my pligi, Bishamai Sabri Nidorim Nami Shaniru Loris, that's the gear so we put in, right? Dorim Nami Shaniru Loris, he's like Rishus Lahav, Omega's Gaius. Why do you have to say it's because of Nisrakti Rishus Lahav? That's the question that the round is addressing. The way we're learning right now that that the Oris Rishon, the Dorim which are nearer the Oris, so he plays out the role of the Oris, and therefore we ignore the Oris Achron. What the feel in the dorm shenir la'oris? Kol hech the lesser la'oris. These doctor shus la'av. The le'el nami aliva the kol yamer meaning. That we said that nobody's the more is less than the Beis Shammai says the dorm shenir la'oris. These doctor shus la'av. So it sounds like from the Gemara that the Beis Hillel is going to be this is. Challenging that point, and this is something which simply is in Beis Shammai. That wasn't up for grabs. Everybody agrees with that. How do I know? The Elnami Aliba the Kuliyam Marmin and the Be'ema Hanim in the Dorm Shalom Yerul Oris. The Dorm Shalom Yerul Oris Lomatime. For the more I ask that question, maybe the Dorm Shalom Yerul Oris, there's no Dib Nitzroik, no? Muskin and the Mor said the lesser. That's not true. We don't say that the Dorim which are near the Oris, there's no din in Nisroikdom. Means everybody agrees that even the Dorim Shanir of the Oris, you say Nisroikdom. Am Kaliyam, and by the Nisroikdom, Rishislav, filled with the Dorim Shanir of the Oris. My Itzachin and the Maimer Hocha. Hachi, Aliba the Beis Shammai. Why does the Mor feel a need to say? And Beis Shammai holds that din. Beis Shammai also holds that din. We came out that everybody holds that din. So why does the Mor feel a need to say? Beis Shammai holds this halacha. So what's on that line of the Mor? The top line of the Mor on Ayin Aleph of the Beis. Beis Shammai, sorry, in the door of Namish near Loris, the structure of Shuslav. So Zok Duran. After the Hachi Karminan, this is what the Mor means to say. Nehi the Hacha Ikatarti. Over here, there's really two arguments why the father should not have full Rishus. Number one is which we contemplated before, that should be a reason why the father does not get the Rishus. So we said that he does, but at least that was an argument why he shouldn't. And furthermore, but we have over here another Oris now. And that in which the Oris heard about, we already had contemplated in that situation. But he's talking about Hamishos Lav. Kol Hecho Deika Oris Akron. Shem Do Akron carried the Rishon Hava Ben Adorim Shadoch Ben Rishon. So let's argue that even though we came out that by the case of the Oris Rishon, we do say Nisroch the Mishos Lav, even though it was nearer the Oris, that maybe that's only when there's no Oris Achron. But when there's an Oris Achron, we should rather give it to the Oris Achron, because the Oris took possession of it. So the right person to give it to afterwards is the Oris, the final Oris. Then he, the Oris Mistalik, like the first Oris is gone. Miyokim and Isay, but once there's a second Oris, Ma'akav alei da'av, diyo nami la'lefer. So maybe we should say at least that much, that not that the second Oris can be mefer, but at least the first, but the av can't be mefer, because it belongs to the Oris.
Why would we say that the av loses his power?
We see when the Bryce said before, which we went through the steps, he said maybe this halacha that av gets it back is only the case where it wasn't near the Oris. The Oris didn't hear about it. If the Oris heard about it, maybe then the power of Hafor doesn't go back to the father. The argument being, once the Oris hears about it, he gets a certain amount of bilus over the netter. So then when he dies, so it was his already. Maybe that halacha that the father gets the rishus of Hafora back is talking about the general kayach of Hafora. But if this specific netter already, the Oris already heard about it and got as it were, he hadn't responded yet, but he had, the Torah had given him rights over it, maybe it doesn't go back to the father. That was what we just contemplated before. She said, no, even in that case. We're now resurrecting that thought process. We're saying that is an argument that the father, it is a good argument that the father doesn't have rishus. Right? Not totally, because we pass him that he does. But maybe that's only in a scenario that he does when there isn't an Oris Achron. But now that you add into the mix an Oris Achron, I would think the Havamin is even greater that the father doesn't get it. Kamash Malon, even in that case, that the father gets it. Okay. So that's maybe Ibshadi says. That's his lashon. Perhaps the halachy could be. It could be. This is the pshat. Meal. The Ran says still. Ki kamer lishna denami. You have to point out the words. Vishami sabri nadorim nami shenir laoris nisrakti mishus lahab. The word nami. A lot of the members that hechad the loyniru armin and tvei the av mefer. Again, we're talking about a case over here where there is an Oris Achron. And we're saying, Rishami says, that in this case also, it's in Zekh Rishus Lahab. So what's the also going on? You could learn. We're saying that, and the Oris Achron is ignored. The Oris Achron is ignored. So what's the also going on? You're saying like this. We option one, option two. Beisham is saying over here that the father gets it back, and even though there's an Oris Achron, we ignore the Oris Achron. And we're saying also means there's going to be two cases where we ignore the Oris Achron. Right? One is when the father, the first Oris heard about it, and one of the first Oris didn't hear about it. In both cases, the father gets it and not the Oris Achron. That's not true. Right? So, what's the Nami going on? A lot of the member of the Hecha de Loi Niru Amrina Tfei the Av Mefer, the case where the first Oris did not hear about it, the father has more rights of Hafora, that's true, to the point that the Oris Achron is ignored. That's not true. That's what you're suggesting. If in a case where the Oris heard about it, it goes to the Shus of the father and not to the Oris Achron. So when the Oris didn't hear about it, for sure it should go to the father, not the Oris Achron. That's the thought process that you're suggesting, but that's not true though. Because this halacha that doesn't go to the Oris Achron is only because the Oris Rishon took possession of it by hearing it. If the Oris Rishon never heard about it, then later on when the father it goes to the father, and when there's an Oris Achron, the Oris Achron and the father have to do it together. So it doesn't mean to say hech lo niru min tfei da av me for the other av ki lo niru lo oris rishon lo yin tzok rishos la av. It doesn't mean if to the exclusion of the oris achron. I mean, it is nisok rishos la av if she doesn't remarry, but if she remarries, it's not nisok rishos la av to the exclusion of the oris achron. So what's the nami mean? Well, again, al the linyan skia, the oris, olaf niru milo niru. But in regards to the oris takes possession of it, obviously it's more true when he knows about it than when he never knew about the netter. Here the difa is skia the oris. He claimed the av le mefer, conveniently ill. So in this scenario, we had an argument with the father that has no power of a fora at all. Therefore, kamranami, the halka mishum hafora the baal. That's the lashon of nami. That even in this scenario, the father is mefer. So the Nami is not going that the father is mefer to the exclusion of the oris in a case where it's lo niru. He's saying even a case where it's niru, which I thought maybe the father can't be mefer, even in that case the father could be mefer. The hakam ishum, okay, fine, come on Nami. The hakam ishum afor the baal, who the gari dine, the oris. Now, the reason why the Oris Achron can't be mefer, the Ran is not going to flesh that out, wasn't because the first Baal heard about it, because the first Baal hears about it and is not mefer, and then he dies, and then she remarries, the Oris Achron is mefer. That which the Oris Achron is not mefer is because the first Baal was mefer. Not that he heard about it, but he was mefer. The Hakam Mishum Afor the Baal, who the Garet Dine the Oris. The second Oris's problem is because the first husband was mefer. Lo Mishum Niru. Not because the first husband heard about it. Lo Adam Ski the Oris Adif Etvei Beniru Milo Niru. If anything, like you just said before, if the first Oris heard about it and was not mefer, that's more of a reason that the second Oris should have rights to it. Okay. So that's the correct way to understand the word Nami in the Gemara. That's the correct way to understand it. Second round. If you want, Tefarish, you can say like this. The mishum less of the hecha the leka oris achron knock at nami. We're contrasting a scenario where there's no oris achron, where the father obviously is made for all by himself, and I was saying even if there is an oris achron, the father is made for all by himself in this scenario. So the word Nami means there is a Nami out there. There's a case out there where the father is mefer by himself. The Oris Rishon, the Oris is mefer, the Oris dies, the father gets it back, the father is mefer by himself. That's true. Now, not only that, but even in a case where there's an Oris Achron, the father is mefer by himself. That's the word Nami. Kibin, now, any one of their solutions could be the have the gears of the Baleka. The Baleka or Zachar Niru Rebusahu Kitakasivna. So we're saying not only in that case there's no Zachar, it's a case of Niru. Not only was it Niru, he was made for. He heard about it, he was made for. Now that he dies, the father's made for. So I want to point that out. That's the Nami that we're pointing out. So it's not true. So now we're proving Shmuel's din from this Braisa. Mishum the Beis Hillel, Ha'amri the Ava Oris Akron Mefir Nedarim Shneiru the Oris Mishan. So Beis Hillel is Shmuel's din that the first Oris heard about it. The first Oris, so the first Oris hears about it, and then he dies. So then she remarries the father in the second Oris of Mefer. Now Basil says that even in the case of the first Oris was Mefer also. But Kabbal Charmer, in a case where the first Oris wasn't Mefer, and before he died, he hears about it and he dies, he didn't do anything yet. She remarries, so the father and the second Oris are Mefer together. That was Shmuel's din. And Basil says that. Even Beishamah only argues in a case where the first Baal heard about it and was Mefer, and then he dies. Shmuel's case is the first Baal hears about it, wasn't Mefer, dies, and then she remarries Baba Yom. The second Baal, the father and the second Baal are Mefer. That's Shmuel's din. Beis Shammai agrees to that. Beis Hillel for sure agrees to that. Beis Hillel says that's true even in the case where the first Baal even was Mefer before he died. So that's what I think, that's the approach which some of the Rishonim have, and this is how I understand the Gemara. But Tosis Pirshu, Tosis says a different shot. We don't have this Tosis. If you notice, our Tosis on the side of the page, on some Tessim base, we have Tosis. Some of the years of Tosis means that Perik. The last words on the line, at the bottom of some Tessim base, and the Tosis, maybe we have it printed somewhere else, but mine is some Tessim base. So the printer wrote, "Lamitzonu Yeshu Tosis Mizah Perik." We don't have any more Tosis for the third, so we lost the Tosis.
I have Tosis Ksav Yad.
Oh, okay, nice. So I suppose the printer didn't have that Ksav Yad. Okay, so the Ran quotes Tosis. Tosis Birsh of the Chiyar Minan. Amram Nosson, Hainan de Bavishamai. So, if you remember, we started this whole conversation.
What's Shin Lamed Lamed? Is it Shin Tzadi Lamed? Shin Tzarech Lamed? Shin Lamed
Lamed? I don't see it. Shin Lamed Lamed. Where are you in the run?
Zehuma Shin.
Shin Nun.
Shinirali. Shinirali.
Shin Nun Lama Shinirali?
Shin Nun, yeah. Right, so my point of meeting is. Okay. When we started this whole discussion, we said Omer Ibn Dawson Hainan Dir Bei Shammai Abisil Omer in Yachal Hafa. So we asked, what's the Dawson going back on? We gave you two cases. We're saying case A, case B. So to not, and that's all Beis Shammai. A and B, or no? Case A, everybody agrees to that. B, that's Beis Shammai. So we assume until now that Rav Nosson is going on in the second case. Tosfos learns, Chiyaminon, Amar Rav Nosson, Hen Hen Dibri Beis Shammai, Atrei Babi the Brisa Kon. The phrase that's Beis Shammai is going back in both cases. The Heinen Dibri Beis Shammai Bereisha, that's Beis Shammai in the first case. So it said, "Shama via behefer law." Well, his gabal lishmoya chemeis. So via balo akram if you're in the rep. Shama balo behefer law. Well, his gabal lishmoya chemeis. So chos av mefer chalkos shabal. So, according to Tosis, even in the first case, Shama via Vehafer, the Baal didn't hear, and the Baal dies. So, the father needs to be Mefer together with the Baal O'Achr. It's only Beis Shammai. Now, why is that? Because that's only Beis Shammai. Given the Av Megas Gaius, either Palga the Nether Chashele the Harisha or is Achron the Hariyot. So we said, like the same way we said before, that according to Beis Shammai, the whole Megas Gaius, so it doesn't weaken the Nether and prevent it from being transferred. Because of Basil, you hold Miklash Kolish, the Nether is weakened, and it can't transfer. What Tosis is introducing, that the Gemara is introducing now, the case over there was the question of transferring it to the Av. Now we're discussing the question of transferring it to the Oris. That this matter should be transferred from the Rishus of the Oris Rishon, who died, into the Rishus of the Oris Achron. The father was made for already. Can you transfer it into the Rishus of the Oris Achron? Well, if he'll make his guys, why not? The father did his part, didn't affect the part of the Baal at all. Now the Baal dies, and then she remarries. So there's somebody here to take over the Rishus of the Baal. He says, well, it's weakened, they can't take it over. No, it's not. Not according to Beis Shammai. The father was Megas Gaius. So the father cut off his half, the other half remains totally intact. Now that the Oris Achron shows up over here and says, I'm ready to take over, we say, Zuntayt, here it is. But according to Beis Hillel, holds Miklash Kolish, when the father was Mefer, that weakened the whole Netter. So we said what we said before, that precludes the father in certain scenarios of getting the Netter back, because it can't transfer. So who would then that the Oris Achron can't get the Netter from the Oris Rishon, because it's too weak to transfer from the Oris Rishon to Oris Achron. Let me read that inside. It's still strong, the second half of the Neder. So the Oris Achron together with the father can be made for. Now, that is only true according to Beis Shammai. Because according to Beis Hillel, you say that Miklash Kolish means that when the Av is made for, you weaken the overall Netter, and now the Baal dies. He hasn't been made for yet. There's no problem. Since she remarries, the Oris Achron will take over from the Baal the weakened Netter. The weakened Netter and stand together with the father to be Mefer. says, can't do that. According to Basil, you can't transfer, weaken the, according to Basil, you weaken the netter, you can't transfer, weaken the daughter. Okay, now that's in the ratio. Why is the safe only Bisham and Basil? One second. The Baal hears about it. The Baal is Mefer. The Baal dies. So then, according to Mishamai, we say that the father is Mefer afterwards, but he has to be Mefer the Chelik of the Baal as well. Mishum Nasirla de Nadorim, Shinir al Oris, Nisirk Rishus La'av, and so the father is Mefer and not the Oris Achr. We say, Nisirk Rishus La'av, but not the Oris Achr. Why? Mishum the fear lehu the oris akron kerishin kechad oris rishin eno mefer ella the dar b'shlanir the shum oris achinema oris akron kim shnir the oris rishin kim oris lehu oris laav mazakel hoin below the oris akron. If you're saying the Oris Akron is compared to Oris Rishon, the Oris Rishon, by definition, only has power over Nadorim, which nobody else, no other husband had power over. So similarly, the Oris Akron, who's like the Oris Rishon, only has power over Nadorim, which no other husband had power over. Therefore, the Rishus goes to the Av and not to the Oris. Okay. Which is what the Morris says over here. Shinir La'oris, Nisroki Rishus La'av, which we asked, according to Ron, asked, like, why are we mentioning that phrase? Everybody agrees to that. Yoiv time of the Mai, Dam Rebbe Shammai, Besefer, the Chayser Av, Mefer Chelko Shabal. Kermit the Av, L'chudei Sag Ibele Oris, Mehai time. So that explains why in the sefer why the father has to redo the Baal's Chelik as well and not the Oris Akron. So because since it was near Oris Rishon, it becomes a netter which has been heard by an Oris, so the Oris Akron can never take that over, and that's the Moriz Lashon. The Dharm Shanira Oris Rishon Nishlok Rishus La'av, and not to the Oris Akron. That's how the Ran is saying. Tosis is saying. We're adding in those words. That's the more explaining right now. Okay. And Omega's Gaius. So what's that about? The Chirmin and Sue Omega's Gaius. He's a quote. Next two words. Omega's Gaius. Unquote. You have time of the Ma'ad Darmin and the Bereisha, the Vio Baal Havachar, and the Fear and the Derea. Let's go on a case where the Oris Rishon wasn't Mefer, and then the father and the Oris Akron are Mefer, according to Mishamai. The Mishum the Megas guy is who the Amr of the Motzi Tavaro Lahofer. That which we allow them to be Mefer now is only because Megas guys. Because the case over there was that the father was Mefer before the husband died, and now the husband dies. So what happens now? The Oris Akron takes over. Why? It's a weakened netter which you can't transfer. Mishamai says, I don't hold the weakened netter, I hold the Megas guys. So the father's Hafora doesn't affect the part which remains that it's strong enough to transfer to the Rishus of the Oris Akron. The Miklish Kolish Kim the Iklish Lunetter Lun Khoshir of the Mizki Bay Oris Akron Bahariyav. So the Oris Akron can't join the father. The father does not need to have this right, no? And that's it. The father will be Mefer. The Mehenen Dibri Bishama. The time. According to this shot, they still are arguing in both cases. Venyachal Hofer Kisavrayu the Bishamayhu. So Beisilu says it's not that you have no one to be made for, which that's his word, that's what his words are. It means we have no one to be made for the way you're explaining. The way you're construing what's supposed to happen next, that can't work. There's another way that it should work. I'm not saying it doesn't work at all. But that, the way you're saying, can't be pshat. Can't be the way to do it. See, the lashon is ena yachal l'hofer, which sounds like you can't do it at all. So Tosfos is explaining, no. We don't. Beisilu is not saying you can't do it at all. There'll be a way to do it, but not the way you're suggesting. Ena yachal l'hofer kisavrayu de mishamai. Who? Read the sentence. Ben Yochel Havre Kisavra the Mishami Hu the Army Beisilu Ben Bereshu Ben Mesefu. So that's true. That way Mishami is saying to do it will not be true, and that's going to be true both in the Reish and the Seif. One of them Beisilu say it doesn't work at all. One of Beisilu says there's another way to do it. But both are true. The Reish and the Seif. Not what you said to me. For that's not how it's going to work. Mi Hakiris of Hakiris. If in the Reish and the Seif is different, one of them, the way you said it won't work, there's another way to do it. And one of them, the way you said it doesn't work, and it doesn't work. There's no way to do it. But how so? The Bereshit of the Beisilu Afilu Av Bahari Baal and a Yochel Hafer Klal. Since held Mikdash Kolish, the father was anchored before the husband died. You say Mikdash Kolish. So the father needs to get the husband never was mefer. So the father needs to get the rishus of the husband to be mefer. Well, he can't because it's mikdash kolish, doesn't transfer. Mishum l'chi hefer av lamek his guys al mikdash kolish keep the iklish l'chashiv l'mizki be'oris mehariav. Since it's weakened, so the father can't get it. The oris can't get it. With the father, the case over there is the father was mefer. So, according to Beishamai, the oris achron joins the father. According to Beisilu, the oris achron does not join the father. Even if the Av would join the Baal Achron, it wouldn't work. Over there, Beishamai says the father does it all by himself. It's a case where the husband died. The husband heard about it and then he died. And now the father and the Oris Achron, so according to Beishamai, the father is Mefer. We don't need the Oris Achron. According to Beisilu, there is a far over here. You need the Oris Achron, though. Then Av Levada Yochel Lahofer Kidakamarta. I feel the Boradarm Shir Loris Rish and Zachibu Oris Achron. The Oris Achron does get Rishus over it, and the father and the Oris Achron are Mefer. Kirmin and Beisilu Savri Avia Ubala Hoachron Fear of the Rea. If in the time of the Madi Pligi are safe, that's explaining. And I remember Beisilu Savri Avia Ubala Achron Fear of the Rea. Will I make his guy that? So that phrase is going on the safer. Beisilu argues on the safer because of that phrase. That's what he holds. Will I make his guy is going back on the ratio. Kirmin and Labegas guy is in the time of the Madi Pligi Beration. Now, when we say for Ma'aseh Tanya Rami Hachi, Mina Beisilu L'Bishmul B'Lchut. So according to Tosfos Pshat, Shmuel's din is only true according to Beisilu, but that's fine. According to the Ran's Pshat, it was true even according to Beishamai. But according to the Tosfos Pshat, Shmuel's din is Beisilu only. That's what we're bringing Tanya Rami Hachi from Beisilu to Shmuel. Is that Perushim Zal? Well, hyperusha loy osili sharper lishna divinadorim nami v'chulu. So the word nami bothers him according to the Tosfos. Efshel halacha kamar dorim shenasu b'rishus oris rishon v'nira loy nami shekol kach zoch ben oris rishon ad shenira loy b'chiyai gavna la'avu d'mar rishus son below the oris halisha dorim nami v'dayin sarach li'ian. So he's not sure about that last, how to say the word nami. According to Tosfos, what's he suggesting? According to the Tosfos, the phrase Beisham Yisrael Nedorim Lamish Nir Loris Misurik Yerushus La'av is going back on the Seifa. Omega's guy is going back on the Reisha. So in the Seifa, where the father, the husband heard about it and was Mefer, and then the father hears about it and the husband dies. So we're saying, so the law is, in that situation, the father does it by himself without the oris achri. So what's the nami? There's an answer, but just oris rishon, meniraloi nami. So the word nami means, we're saying, So the Mor says, Nadorim nami shiniral oris nisrak rishus lav, means Nadorim which had also been niral oris, above and beyond just the general power of the oris over it, but the oris actually heard about it. That's what the nami is going on. Fine. So then only the father takes over the remainder. Okay. Fine. Zot the Gemara. Iboy Elohu. The Oris hears about it.
Finished up the Rana.
Yeah. Siboy Elohu.
Who was the end of the
Rana? Gerish and Kishtika Damya, Kakoma Damya. So the husband hears the netter, does not respond, and then divorces her.
Is that his response?
No. He didn't say, netter, I'm divorcing you. He didn't say that. He was divorced. I don't know. Okay. So we should argue, though, included in the divorce is inherently the husband giving up his rights to be mefer. So not that he really cares anymore because it's not his wife anymore, but he basically said, let the netter stay, because he can no longer remove the netter because he's divorcing her. So that there should be inherent in the gerushin a hakama. So now he says an hour later, you know what, I really regret that, would you mind remarrying me? She says yes. Well, I want to be married for your netter, because it's still the same day. He says, too late, you're ready to make it. So he remarries her. See, Amar Kishtika Dami. It's just like Shtika. He didn't say yes, he didn't say no. So now he's Bimefer. So Matsi Mefer lo. The Amar Mar Kakama Dami. If however you're willing to accept this, it's like a comma. So then the Matsi Mefer lo. So he can't be Mefer now. Let's see the round. He brought the Gershon Kishtika Dami or Kakama Dami. Six lines up from the bottom. Shem Lechiman, the Yod Oris, the Bosa Gershon, the Motzi Mefer, he knows that he can't be Mefer after he divorces her. He could have been Mefer right before he divorces her, he didn't do that either. Well, a Hefer cut him Gershon. So he's saying, fine, I can be maver, but I'm not. So when he divorces her, he is inherently saying, let the neder stand. Command the ukrin the nidra dami. It's like he's making the neder stand. The chihecha, the meaning, the mechilo, the hefer, v'yem shamoa, command the ukmi dami. And Dr. Ran, the more is saying that this argument, based on the idea, we should take our clue from the Torah. The Torah says when the father, by keeping quiet the whole day, it's not parav, it's an act of hakama. Because if I only gave you the power of a hafora for this time, and you chose not to exercise it, means you're agreeing to it. So it's not just the parav, it's a hakama. So over here, your power of hafora only extends till the moment of gerushin. Afterwards, not. If you chose not to exercise your option of hafora, knowing that it's going to end when you divorce her, means it's like a hakama.
But it's circular, because if he says, "Well, if I remarry her, then I can still be mayfair."
I guess there is such an argument, even though it's probably not the thought process of 99% of the populace. Listen, you know what? She got an editor. I could marry for now, but why not? Because I might remarry her. She might agree to marry me a second time. I mean, probably not. You agree to that, right?
I agree that I changed your mind.
What?
Yeah. So, he marries her. He's not the man. Decides to divorce her. What about the nerve? What about the nerves? Not my problem. I'm divorcing her.
I understand, but that's true. But he's inherently arguing according to this son. I'm very happy she's having it. I couldn't care less. Let her have an editor. Oh, good. Once you said those words, that means he's agreeing to the editor. Good.
Rather than agree, I would say it's discarding. You know, it's like it's just.
I understand, but you could also argue he's really saying, "I'm very happy she's having it. I don't care." But I don't care because
indifference. Whereas the father never has that option.
I understand, but I'm just saying that the Mora is arguing that he knows he has the ability to exercise that, and he's not actually because I'm very happy she's having it. It's not important to me. You're right. The motivation is not important to me, but I'm happy she's having an editor. Or I'm not happy she's having an editor. That's the question of the Gemara.
Well, if it's not important to you, but I'm happy,
that's a
important enough for you to be happy. So those two don't fit together very smoothly.
Well, again, the bar that you need for a comma, it means he's saying, do you, it's not do I want her to have an editor? Are you agreeing she should have an editor? I'm agreeing she should have an editor. I don't need hakama. Doesn't need we don't need a positive statement of the husband. Hakama, we need the words hakama because we need them to make it. But the hakama says is, you know what? I want the netter. No, you know, this is, I'm happy the netter. This is, I agree she should have a netter. I agree she should have a netter. Why? Because I'm walking away from it, but I agree she should have an editor. Again, the Madrega of Akama is not want or happy, it's agree. Let's finish off.
Even not agree.
Well, the Shtik is considered a Hakama only because you didn't exercise your option during the day. So that's an agreement. Not because there's an act of Hakama. It gets the status of a hakama.
It gets the status of a hakama through the lack of taking an action.
Right. So that's you see, the bar is agreement, not necessarily positive interest. So you know, there was bala v'girsha. Hi bala, the kamer oris dafkahu. Now, zok the ran. Why do we ask this question over here in a case? If we're asking it over here. So it sounds like we're going in the context of an oris. We could have the same conversation, but there's no father, and she's not a merasa. She's already in the suwa. The father, the husband has the full power of her all by himself, and this story happens. Okay, and then he remarries her. What happens? And he does eris and nesuah in the same day, right? Remarries her again. So the Ran, no. I feel him to learn with the Gerish and Kishtika Damian. Even if he says Kishtika, but he remarries her, it's all great. But now it's a Kaidman. That netter was a netter which was there before his the marriage. He's going to use the power to marry for is the second marriage. vis-a-vis the second marriage, it's kaidman.
Right.
And the Baal, who's a Nasa, he can't be made for a kaidman.
Maybe there'll be an Aris at that point.
But for sure he can't be made for it. The Rav's question, let's change the scenario. Person does nesuin, his wife says a netter, he says, you know what, I mean, divorcing her. He says, you know what, let's remarry and do Aris and nesuin right now. She says, okay, no problem. So she's a Nasa back the same day. Everything's wonderful. See, so he's a Nasa, he can be made for it. He can be made for it. No, he can't. It's kaidman now.
Right, but if it was just an Aris.
That's the Ron saying. Hi Balab, the Kari Aris Dafkahu. The Ibn Asua, Philip Talarma, the Garish and Kishtika Dami, even if he'll say it's only Kishtika, but Hechi Matsi Mefer. Ibn Shechaz of Anis says he remarries her a second time and about Mefer Bekaidman.
But if you're talking,
what do you mean? He can't be made for as an Oris. The only way an Oris can be made for is with the father. But once she has Nesuin the first time, she's not Rishus to the father anymore. Kimon the Oris and a Mefer, Ella Beshutvis, Vahachal Lekahav. The Kimon Shadid says, Shuv ain't Levi Rishus Pa. So Philip Zalmer Kashiga Daman, Lemotsi Mefer, Ella Vadi Arusaskin. Fine. What the meaning of the Bahadur love Dafka who do it in Acher, Amils of the Shechichu Noka? Now, this same question could be where the husband is Megarisher and she, somebody else is Ma'arisher the next that day. Well, if the husband through Gerishin did a Hakama, the second husband can't be Mefer. If Gerish is not considered Hakama, the second Baal could be Mefer. So the same question would be true if she marries somebody else as opposed to if she remarries her first husband. One other point. The Rav says that this case ought to be that she marries on the same day. Because the power of the husband to be Mefer is only the day that he hears. Now, it's Lav Dafka considered a Hakama because she's not at the end of the day because they weren't married then. But he doesn't get the power of Hafora the next day either. So even if it's not a Hakama, but there's no Hafora afterwards. So the case has to be that he remarried her the same day.